Right now it is time to check with sports, and this is probably the biggest moment of sports that happened last night, in at least one game anyway.
He's at the plate representing the tying run here in the eighth inning. And he sends one high and deep, way back right center field. We are tied!
Corey Bellinger, a tying home run. And, of course, the Dodgers went on to win. It was a must-win, and it did not look good for them. It did not look good for them at all throughout most of those games, most of the game. They were down 2-0. They would have gone down 3-0 in that series, and they managed to eke out and win that game a three-run home run to tie the game that late in the game is truly an amazing thing. And before we bring in Mike Causey, let's talk a little bit about, play a little clip from the Astros, their big seven-run. They just had a huge victory to even their series.
For 3-4 out of 15 in this LCS. Fly ball into right, pretty well hit. Carrying at the wall, it's one hop and off the wall. Correa will dig for second. It's a leadoff double for Houston. That is a base hit into center. Correa coming to the plate. Astros take the lead here in game four.
Well, anyways, they went on to score just a bunch of times there. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Running late. How are you?
All right. So what do you think about the
baseball's
world?
Trash. Oh, it's garbage.
Okay.
The manager of the Dodgers is a complete buffoon. You use Scherzer and Urias, the only 20-game winner in baseball, in the same game, and you lose. You burn them. Yesterday, they got lucky. They just extended the inevitable of them getting eliminated. And the Red Sox, they're drinking the same Kool-Aid that the Dodgers management is drinking. They bring in Nathan Eovaldi in the ninth inning in the tie game. Why? Now you burned Nathan Eovaldi. They said, oh, it's his throw day. It's not his throw day when you warm up in a bullpen the way major league pitchers warm up, and then you throw close to 30 pitches in an inning. So now Eovaldi's spent. So I think maybe they're going to go dig up Don Drysdale's body in L.A. to have him pitch today. And maybe Louis Tiant can pitch for the Red Sox next game, because the way that they use pitchers, it's disgusting. They use seven pitchers a game. They have no bullpens. They run out of things. The Red Sox should have been happy in the position they were in, because they got lucky two games. Yeah, lucky two games, because one pitch in two at-bats in one game, and one pitch in another at bat in the second game, when they hit their three grand slams, was the difference in the game. The Boston bullpen is terrible, and you've seen that against the Rays. So I really don't know what kind of Kool-Aid these managers are drinking, but baseball, for as we know it, is destroyed, and the management has done it. And the Yankees, they signed Aaron Boone, so just be prepared for three more years of disaster in the Bronx.
All right. National Hockey League started.
Yeah, didn't watch it. It doesn't matter.
All right.
It's who cares?
The Rangers have
it's October.
I know, but the Rangers have a couple of wins, and the Islanders won last night as well.
Yeah, well, let's see how many games the Rangers win in May.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Anything else in sports you want to talk about?
Nah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, one. Hats off to Kyrie Irving for having enough of gumption to stand up to the system. I never thought I'd take my hat off to a basketball player, but Kyrie Irving's on my wall of fame right now.
Oh, we'll have to send a tape. We'll send a tape with this to him.
Yeah, I appreciate his effort, and I commend him on what he's doing.
All right, we'll have racing this weekend?
We'll try to find a race or two somewhere.
All right. Well,
hey, you know what? I missed my football picks, but just picking against the Giants, the Jets, and the Dolphins, I'd be 15-3.
Yeah, the Giants and the Jets are just absolutely. I don't even put them on this year. And I sent an email actually to Mara and to Tish saying that until they put a better product on the field, I'm not even going to waste my time putting them on TV.
Football's like almost a lot of things in life are in disarray right now.
Yeah, it's just terrible. Just terrible. All right, Mike, we'll speak to you on Friday, see if we got some racing.
You got it. Have a good day.
Take care. Mike Causey, as we take a look at sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio. In the National Hockey League, though, as I said last night, it was a opening game, I do believe, for the Devils, and they downed the Kraken 4-2. That's all I have from that. Now we'll take a look at the NBA and see who played last night. The Nets lost to the Bucks 127-104. 127-104. The Knicks take on the Celtics today at 7:30. That, my friends, is a check on sports here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.